Exercises 7 and 8. A lot of popular writing on traditional diets implies that the foods that go into them have been carefully chosen over the years to promote good health. That's not the whole story. People eat what they can grow, gather, kill, or buy, and their choices are affected by weather, soil, economics, and even politics. Given these restrictions, various cultures have developed many different combinations of healthy foods. Keep in mind, however, that virtually all of these choices were for short-term health, not for living a full life into old age. Also keep in mind that diets that seem to be good for people whose days are full of hard physical labor aren't necessarily good for people who slave at a desk all day. In Northern Europe, for example, the short growing season makes it difficult to eat fruits and vegetables year-round. It is, though, a fine climate for raising livestock, and meat and dairy products made a good match for the energy needs of people who had to survive long, cold winters. In the small island nation of Japan, the main components of the diet are fish, naturally, and rice, a plant that can yield large amounts of grain from small plots of land. In both cases, the traditional diet kept people healthy for long enough to reproduce and raise children, and also to develop complex societies. Yet, their successes don't imply that either of these diets would yield the best health for contemporary people, whose main occupation involves sitting for most of the day.